are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, right before the break, we were talking about this story that I know, you know, many people are looking at as a fluff piece, right? We got this study done by some psychologists at Wellesley College where, you know, women who are bosses and in their fertile stage of their cycle may be less inclined to give a raise to those or a bigger raise to those who she feels are too attractive. You know, we were talking about that with women in competition, but, you know, it's a very interesting subject when we talk about what drives people and what they are attracted to, especially with competition. For example, we got the debate coming up tomorrow. We got the presidential debate, second one, town hall. And even though many of us are really sick of politics, many of us, we already know which candidate we want. We love competition. We love watching this stuff. Many of us watch the fights. Many of us watch the games. Boy, did we have some good football. We had some phenomenal football. Boy, Dallas was close. I cannot believe Dallas. Oh, my God. They could have won. I mean, the Giants, it wasn't much of a competition. They totally kicked butt. But it was, we love competition. We love watching it, you know? And I was thinking over the break when we were talking about the study where female bosses, when they're ovulating, may be less inclined to give as much of a raise, etc. And I was talking about women and them being competitive and them using each other as their wingmen to get dates and, you know, how a lot of times they use each other and abuse each other. I just realized sometimes women competing with each other is attractive to the male species. Remember, women are designed to find a mate, okay? We've talked about women and why they attract mates in nature. You're supposed to attract a mate of the opposite sex to be able to get pregnant, right? All right. And I know there's many homosexual couples and homosexual species out there, but for the most part, the ones that are propagating are the ones that are able to attract the male species. And so the female body is designed for that. The breasts are round. We found that male species do better looking at things that are round. Right? There's certain scents the female species gives off, whether it's animal or female, pheromones, right? Voice, okay? Sometimes higher pitch, screeching, nagging, right? As opposed to the low pitch, a low female voice is unattractive to many men. Whispering, higher voices appear to attract the male ear. And competition between women. Remember, men like competition. Women like it too, right? They appear sometimes to even be more competitive than men at times. But men like competition, so you almost wonder if this female competition type thing is another thing that nature threw into the mix to attract the male species, right? Now, how sexy is tomorrow's debate? I'm not expecting it to be very sexy at all. But it is. It's going to be a peeing contest. We're going to see a lot of testosterone. We're going to see a lot of, you know, we're going to see some back and forth, and everybody's excited about it. We love seeing competition. Now, there's a difference between competition and mayhem and fighting. All right. Many of us are extremely turned off by negative ads. We may want to see people compete, but we are still averse to fighting. Okay? Like, for example, if we go back to the dating scene, men love women falling all over and fighting for them. But I don't think men want to see women scratch their eyes out and bleed. Okay? Now, what about women in mud wrestling? Why do men like to see women mud wrestle? Is it because mud and playing in the mud as kids? Maybe. But if no one's really getting hurt, seeing two women fight for the visual attraction, for the visual manipulation of a certain man to look at her over the other, is very intriguing to guys. Do they want to see them rip each other's eyes out and bleed and cut? No. No, men don't want to see that. Men do not want to see women, you know, bleeding or whatever. They don't want to see kids bleeding or fighting. Do men like to see kids in sports and kids, you know, play their soccer? Absolutely. So competition is something that really drives us. And for those of you who are completely sick of this election and can't wait for the 22 days or whenever to finally come, Tuesday, November 6th, can't come quick enough for many of us, you still are intrigued with the competition. You still look at the polls. You still do. Now, how do you feel when your candidate is losing? Not good. Not good. But today, you will see ratings in the news go up because we're seeing a lot of neck and neck. We're seeing Romney surpassing the polls in Florida, and we're seeing him neck and neck on some of these polls where Romney wasn't. Now, people on either side are going to be looking at this because it's kind of like a horse coming in from behind, right? A runner coming in from behind. We're seeing movement in the race. If the race was always Obama ahead, Obama ahead, Obama ahead, not that attractive. Not really going to be any news story. But what is attractive to the viewer? Movement, fluidity with the polls. Now, have we ever had an election, come to think of it, where the media said Ronald Reagan is way ahead? Bill Clinton way ahead. Election's going to be a slam dunk. No sense watching us over the next few months until election day. No. Every election, they've looked like they made it a back and forth type of thing. Even when there was the landslide with Mondale, in the news, they didn't make it appear that it was going to be a landslide weeks or months before. No one would watch the news. So what am I saying? I'm saying I don't know how much I would put credence into these polls. All right? Because if Obama was always ahead in the polls, it would be very boring to watch. And we have a debate that these media outlets want to sell, want to promote, and want to attract advertisers to. And coming out today saying these guys are neck and neck right before the debate is going to make us want to watch and see who pulls ahead. Right? It's a game, people. It's all a game. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDOLLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDOLLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sure many of you were watching the Felix Baumgartner free fall, where he reached 834 miles per hour falling from space. Took him a few hours to get up there. Then he plunged down. Looked like he had lost some control. Then he gained control. Was able to later open up his chute and was able to land in New Mexico as expected. Happy boy. Very, very happy boy. He now has beaten multiple records, and he's pretty cool. A lot of cojones. Nice to see somebody with some cojones that would do that. 43-year-old Austrian Felix Baumgartner, now coined Fearless. Felix did break the sound barrier, and he says he was scared. Okay? He said in that situation, when you spin around, it's like hell, and you don't know if you could get out of that spin or not. And he was spinning. It looked like he could not gain control. Luckily, he gained control. Flying through the air from 128,000 feet at 4 Gs. He could have busted eyeballs, had blood boiling, etc., but he didn't. Parachute opened, he landed. He's all happy. Everybody thinks he's a hero. Not really sure how this helps science, but we'll, maybe because we could all later, instead of bungee jump, do this. Who knows? Industry has filed lawsuit to block the New York City crackdown on sugary drinks. It looks like we now have restaurants, National Restaurant Association, American Beverage Association, Soft Drink Workers Union. Even unions are upset with Bloomberg. That's kind of interesting. Soft Drink Workers Union going after the large cup size soda ban that's happening in New York, as well as issues with the movie theaters as well because of the popcorn tubs. So Mayor Bloomberg trying to fight obesity is going to be now addressed in a court setting because he, if a judge takes this case, because, again, it's interfering with business and private enterprise. So it'll be interesting to see. Yes, I think, cutting calorie sizes, they actually looked at if you took a 20-ounce Coke, cut it down to 16 ounces with people who drink soda every day, you're going to cut down 14,600 calories a year, which is the equivalent of 70 Hershey's bars. Little do they know that with Halloween coming up, I'll eat 70 Hershey's bars in a day. But, so we'll lose weight. It absolutely will, you know. It will cause people to lose weight. It's just, do we want government sticking their nose in? And can they legally stick their nose in? Can they legally do this? And from what I believe, no, they can't. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens in a court of law, especially since, it could go either way. Also, it looks like the Supreme Court is going to be looking at a voter registration law in Arizona, which demands that you have to show some sort of proof of citizenship to register to vote. From what we understand, the forms requested by many people who have brought the suit up towards the Supreme Court, apparently you're able to register to vote where you sign under penalty of perjury that you are a citizenship. I pinky swear that I'm a U.S. citizen. And then by mail, you get to register to vote. And in Arizona, there was a law, I believe, that was started back in 2004 saying, no, you need to show proof. You show proof of citizenship, driver's license, whatever, then you get to register to vote. I mean, that's how I used to have to register. You know, I had to show proof. But I guess being able to online or mail in saying, I pinky swear that I'm a U.S. citizen, obviously can open up the door for many non-citizens to get voter registration. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. The Supreme Court has agreed to look at that case. They're not going to look at it before the election. By any means, it's going to be way after. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We always talk about sleep, you know, with adults and how we need to correct our sleep to lower our blood pressure and be healthy and fight cancer and, you know, be strong. Well, they find that kids that sleep more are actually a little bit more emotionally stable. I know. When my kids don't get sleep, they're cranky. We just did a red eye. We had to go to New York, and it was kind of like a 28-hour trip. And my kids took naps in between, and then, of course, cousins decided to sleep over, so none of us slept. And they got through it, but I got to tell you, they were so crabby that, you know, we kind of, you know, yelled back at them. They were miserable. Going to school this morning, they were miserable, and miserable to us. And so, you know, we really forget that our kids really need to get sleep, and we don't realize how sleep-deprived these kids get. You know, we think if they go into their bedrooms at 9, 10 o'clock and they read in their bed and eventually fall asleep and we check on them and then they get up at 6:30 in the morning, they slept enough. No, they didn't. Not to mention letting the dog sleep with them and waking them up, or little brother and sister. So it's an issue. Lead author Ruth Gruber, a psychologist at McGill University, and her colleagues describe in the Journal of Pediatrics a study in which they either added or deprived healthy children aged 7 to 11 1 hour sleep a night over 5 nights. That's all they're talking about, 1 hour. Their goal was to see if such modest changes in the amount of sleep children get could affect their behavior. Then children's teachers asked had to fill out a questionnaire, okay? And compared to their ratings during an initial 5 days of unmanipulated sleep, those who were deprived just 1 hour sleep had worse scores on behavior than those who were allowed to sleep 1 hour more. Parents were asked to change their children's bedtimes, and while they were able to put the kids to bed an hour earlier, the youngsters really only slept about 30 minutes more. Of course, they screw around to bed. If they're not ready to go to bed, or they want to see, you know, Nick at night, they're not going to go to bed. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, this is boring, Dolly, really, really. Remember, our kids need to succeed. We already have a generation of children who I think are going to be starting out on the left foot. Okay? We have more and more children that we've identified have different learning tendencies. And unfortunately, with education dollars being cut, we kind of have a one-size-fits-all type of learning. you know, curriculum in most schools. So you add on top of that the whole computer age and the video game age and the movies and the texting and the Skype. Our kids are not going to do as well. You know, my husband and I were talking. Apparently, in the past, one of the family members missed a family event because he was in school at the time. And some people were really hurt by that. You know, and I'm kind of like, wait a second. When I was in school, especially college, I couldn't really miss a day. Not to fly across the country to go to a wedding or, you know, event. And I mean, I couldn't miss a day. I went to school sick. When you're in college, you just didn't miss a day. It's not like you could call your buddy up and get the notes. You really couldn't miss a day. And especially getting the grades you need to go to medical school, you wouldn't risk it. Now, our kids need to realize that's the world or the type of secondary education they are going to have to deal with. That's going to be there's going to be certain qualifications they're going to have. There's going to be certain standards. There's going to be certain demands that they have. And I'm looking at kids these days with school, and a lot of them, they really don't stress. They get the assignment done. Teacher gives them a C, no big whoop. Now, my mom at times worked, but for the most part, she was home. If I brought home a C, I would be dealing with her big time. Yet nowadays, many of us parents, we work. So we come home, kid, you know, we're exhausted. We're trying to, you know, relax. Kid shows us the homework. I remember this one Bart Simpson episode on The Simpsons where Bart showed report card to dad or mom, and you see him quickly rush through it. And you see FFD, FFD, DFD, F, right? That's what the kids are doing now with us. They show us their grades. They show us their scores really quickly. We're tired going fine, C, minus C, whatever. And they have no idea what's in store for them. Remember, having a college degree helps, but because more and more people are going to college, it doesn't put you as in the front of the line in the job applicant pool as it used to, which means now we're kind of looking at secondary, master's degree or PhD or doctorate, etc. And I don't think we're really training our kids to be prepared. And I think a big part of that lack of preparation is a lack of sleep. My kids go to bed after I do. I yell and scream at them. They just aren't tired. I know my kids aren't getting the amount of sleep that they need to get. But that's the amount of sleep they live on. They're happy with it. I don't think that's wise. These kids need to sleep. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, remember in college, none of us slept. And we had to, get through. And you're right. That's why many people come down with mono or meningitis or get sick or herpes or whatever we came down with when we were younger, right? Okay, we don't have to go into too much detail. But, our immune systems are down, et cetera. But we really need to look at our kids' diet, look at our kids' sleep, look at our grandkids' diet, et cetera. And I really think we blow off things that we shouldn't be blowing off. So my recommendation would be to definitely be on top of that. Okay, when we come back, we're just going to quickly review some of the things with Medicare. It looks like Medicare open enrollment started today. We're also going to be talking about some news with coffee and how coffee can help people recover from bowel cancer a little bit, or actually bowel resection surgery a little bit earlier, help fight or prevent prostate cancer and endometrial cancer, but you got to drink a lot of it. So don't go away. We'll be right back with more stories. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say drinking a liter of mineral water every day can prevent Alzheimer's. And this was a study that was done by British researchers. I'm trying to see where. I'll probably find out a little bit later. I believe this happened from Keele University, who said if you drink a liter of mineral water every day, it could prevent cognitive decline. They think silicon in the mineral water significantly reduced levels of aluminum in the body. And remember, aluminum has been linked to the development of Alzheimer's, even though there hasn't really been a scientific relationship establishing the more aluminum in your body, like using foil or the metal Teflon on your cooking. Pots and pans, etc. They say patients who took part in the new study drank a liter of mineral water every day for 13 weeks, and the majority showed no further signs of cognitive decline. One patient saw the amount of aluminum in their body drop by 70%. Three showed an improvement in mental health. Now, that's a small case study. very small. Professor Christopher Exley of Keele University led the research, said the surprising results gave hopes to finding ways to combat Alzheimer's. They say there were two parts to our research. The first is that drinking silicon water does remove aluminum from the body, and then drinking silicon-rich mineral water seemed to purge the aluminum, and then it also appeared to increase cognitive abilities. Now, some of us drink mineral water and don't realize it, like Fiji. Fiji is one of my favorite tasting waters. Now, you know, Fiji is probably happy with this because they're going to possibly get, you know, many more sales with this. But, you know, keep in mind, this was a very, very small study. You know, what if somebody comes out next year going, wait a second, too much silicon can hurt you, right? You know, you don't know. I get a little nervous when we overdrink an abundance. But keep in mind, a lot of these little Fiji bottles that are 500 cc's, okay, they're talking about 1,000 cc's or a liter. All right, so we're talking about, depending on the type of bottle you drink, you know, and we are supposed to be getting a lot of our fluids in. So is this something that should be researched more? Absolutely. Is this study big enough for us to just all, you know, move to mineral water? No, I would say just kind of, you know, just watch and wait, all right? But it is interesting that you almost wonder, was it also a hydration issue too? You know, many of us, like right now, okay, so right now I'm looking right now at my bottled water here, Nestle Pure Life. I don't really see minerals in this. This is just purified water. They say enhance with minerals for taste. This may be enough. That's my next question. How much is enough? So they're just saying drinking two of these bottles a day is enough to decrease Alzheimer's. Now, why? Is it because you're hydrating yourself? Is it because you're flushing things out? Why is it? So, like I said, many more questions need to be answered, but cool stuff nonetheless. Now, the study also came out saying, well, what about vitamin B supplements and folic acid? Will that help protect you against colon polyps, which could later turn to colon cancer? And apparently a study says, nah, these vitamins, they really don't do much in terms of colon cancer and colon polyps. A study led by Yiking Song from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute, looked at about 1,400 women, and they said women were kind of randomly assigned to take either folic acid or your B12, B6 vitamins, and then looked to see who developed colon polyps. That must have been fun. Women were randomly assigned. Like I said, the women in the active treatment group took about 2.5 milligrams of folate, 50 milligrams of vitamin B6, 1 milligram of B12, which is kind of the daily. We take that. Well, 1 milligram of folic acid used to be daily. We've been kind of increasing it. I remember a lot of our foods are fortified. All participants had a colonoscopy or sigmoidoscopy, pretty fun, to check for colon polyps. And according to the records, 355 had a confirmed polyp. Polyp risk really didn't drop, and I didn't expect it to be honest. Now, we have been, hoping that we could supplement ourselves with vitamins to decrease disease. Just like the previous study talking about Alzheimer's risk going down drinking mineral water, just two bottles of the bottled water that we drink. But, my problem is the folic acid and the B vitamin supplements is what they're saying, supplements. Okay, you get folic acid from eating vegetables, vitamin B, you get your vitamin Bs from vegetables and meat, you know, so, is there an argument, well, if you're eating a balanced diet, that helps you, but it's just not the supplements. Because remember, supplements are coming into your body in a different form. So, again, the more natural, the better. That's how I look at it. All right, another study came out on HPV vaccine. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Parents were concerned that if their girls got the HPV vaccine to protect against human papillomavirus, which causes cervical cancer, they would be less risque and less inclined to engage in sexual activity. Well, the study came out saying, no, they really won't. If kids are going to have sex, they're going to have sex. Having the shot, a lot of these kids, they really don't understand HPV, you know, and the whole cervical cancer risk. They kind of understand a little bit more about AIDS, more about gonorrhea and chlamydia. The HPV, since it's invisible to them, they don't really know much about it. So, no, I wasn't expecting much. Now, HPV is probably the most common sexually transmitted virus. We used to think it was chlamydia. chlamydia is still probably the one of the most common STDs that afflict people with symptoms and they need to get treated for, but HPV appears to be the most commonly sexually transmitted, if that makes sense. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC has recommended that both boys and girls at the age of 11 get the HPV vaccine. Some people are like, really? Are you kidding me? You know, it's three shots and it's expensive. It's close to $180 a shot. So a lot of parents are like, you know, really? Our boys even? But here's the thing. If you vaccinate everybody, then we don't have to worry about the future generation coming down with HPV. Maybe less pap smears, less cervical cancer, less oral cancer. Okay? We still have yet to prove that getting this HPV vaccine would actually prevent men and throat cancer. So, you know, you vaccinate the boys so they can't give HPV to the girls. You vaccinate the girls so they can't get HPV from the boys. And hopefully you have, you know, immunity in the next generation. Does most insurance cover HPV? They should. With Obamacare, I'm not too sure. Not too sure. My guess is they will go more towards covering it. I think these vaccine recommendations are going to eventually have, you know, 100% coverage. And again, they're vaccinating kids. We don't like to give children bills, medical bills, for these vaccines. So we are moving towards that. But again, I mean, you got to do it right. You got to do the three shots, 1 month, 2 months, 6 months. You got to get the shots done correctly. Right now, they report 25% of girls 15 to 17 report being sexually active, and that's just a quarter admitting it. Okay, how many aren't admitting it? The study looked at girls, in that range where sexual activity could be initiated. 500 girls who received at least one dose of the vaccine were no more likely to be diagnosed with an STD, discuss contraception, or become pregnant. I think, like I said, what really directs these kids to having sex? It's the other peers, okay? I could talk to them and yell at them till I turn blue, till the sky falls down, till the cows come home. It's not, oh, Dr. Dahlia told me not to have sex. Again, if their girlfriends and friends or boyfriends are talking them into it, and honestly, it is amazing how these young boys are pretty persuasive. It blows my mind. I mean, for them to be able to persuade these girls, you know, and it's our job as parents, grandparents, teachers, physicians, radio hosts, to let these girls know it's totally okay to say no, right? And being a virgin is it's a gift. And you want to give that gift to the most special person. And your 13-year-old Justin Bieber look-alike kid who sits next to you in fourth period is probably not the one who really deserves your virginity. They may think so, but no. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepare's Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. We said goodbye to Gary Collins this weekend, who died at age 74. Many of us remember the Gary Collins Show, actor, presenter. Unfortunately, we lost him this weekend at the age of 74. We also lost Arlen Specter. He died at the age of 82. Russell Crowe and his wife apparently split after 9 years. Honestly, these celebrity marriages, every time you think you got one that's kind of sticking, another one seems to fall. I'm not really sure. I doubt it has to do with him. Didn't he break somebody's phone and break somebody's clock? But apparently the couple of children go to school in Sydney, live full-time with their mother. Crowe comes home as often as he can, but apparently he's done 2 back-to-back movies, and they think it puts such a strain on the relationship with his wife. He's making bucks. Let him work. Anyway, she did sign a prenup, I guess. That'll net her somewhere around $25 million of his $100 million fortune. which is, I guess, a pretty nice prenup. So apparently that's what's going on there. Let me see what else we have. Yeah, we have Lindsay Lohan endorsing Mitt Romney. I know everybody was waiting to see who Lindsay Lohan would endorse. Everybody was excited about that tweet, but I guess she thinks unemployment is the most important issue by now, and she's going to go with Mitt Romney. I think a lot more people in Hollywood are going with Mitt Romney. You know, you do have a lot of blacklisting from what we hear from a lot of people in Hollywood based on their political preferences. It's one of those things that nobody really talks about, but I hear a lot from people who work in that industry saying, I can't say it. I have to email anonymously, you know, and it's crazy. But every now and then you see a star that will speak out. Of course, you know, Bruce Willis and has always spoken out about his Republican tendencies, although lately I think he denounced his Republicanness because he was sick of government. So I'm not sure where he's going to go with that. All right, it looks like we have an E. coli outbreak, 21 cases that were actually linked to a fair, a county fair. Apparently this happened in Charlotte, North Carolina. State health officials said Sunday that the number of suspected E. coli cases has risen now to 21. 10 of those cases are from Cleveland County, 5 from Gadsden County, 5 from Lincoln County, and 1 from York County. 14 of these 21 cases were children. Officials linked them to the Cleveland County Fair, but we're still working with local health departments to find out where the source came from. Unfortunately, a 2-year-old did die from symptoms. E. coli infection can cause horrible diarrhea and bloody diarrhea and even go into hemorrhagic shock, renal failure. It's not something you play with. E. coli poisoning, especially in a child. So as we get more information on that, we will definitely keep you informed. All right. Botox has been shown from researchers at the Pain Center at the Cushing Neuroscience Institute in Great Neck, New York, say that they could actually use Botox for chronic neck and shoulder muscle pain. Many of us have been using Botox for headaches, but go a little bit lower, and some of our headaches are actually started in the neck area, neck and muscle area, these cervicogenic myofascial headaches. And they looked at about 118 patients with more than chronic pain, which they defined as greater than 2 months. And they found that those who received the Botox injections had much greater reduction in pain scores than others. Usually for neck and back pain and myofascial pain syndrome, we use anti-inflammatories. We'll do steroids, muscle relaxants, injections of steroid, etc. Kind of behavioral modification, moving around the computer, changing your seat, height, sometimes chiropractic. But Botox being used for this kind of makes some sense. You know, it is a neurotoxin. When you inject it into the muscles, it blocks the nerve signals that cause the tightening of the muscle. Therefore, you get to relax. So causing muscles to relax without having to take a pill or having make you tired has a lot of indications and will have a lot of use in our medical future. So I think that's pretty good stuff. We also talked about how coffee may speed up bowel recovery from colon surgery. Many of us need to have a section of our colon taken out if we have cancer, if we got shot, if we have some bowel that becomes gangrenous or perforated from a diverticula, etc., colitis area, a variety of reasons for us to take out a piece of bowel. Well, they say people who drunk coffee instead of water post-op actually was able to have a bowel movement 14 hours sooner. And remember, you know, when you're cutting off a piece of bowel and then reconnecting them, you know, like a train track, it's got to be done right, and you got to make sure that the flow of things will move and that there's no interruption. Even though most colonic wall is innervated by themselves, it still needs to move with the wall proximal to it. And so they found that coffee drinkers, this is going to be published in the journal BJS, this was a study out of Switzerland. They found that those who drank coffee after surgery were about a cup, half cup, were able to start pooping 60 hours after their surgery as opposed to water drinkers 74 hours. Even decaf. It even worked for decaf. So they don't know what it is about coffee, but if it improves bowel motility pretty cheaply, saves money, saves patients the risk of being, you know, blocked up and you know, having obstructive type issues, I'm all for it. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so study came out, 6 cups of coffee a day may keep the prostate and endometrial cancer away. 6 cups. They looked at 117,000 volunteers. Again, from what I understand, regular or decaffeinated coffee. Although, you know what? I'm thinking though with the other bowel study, that might have had to been caffeine, because caffeine we know is a bowel stimulant. So let me just correct myself there. I want to find out if decaffeinated was a part of that, because we know that caffeine is a bowel stimulant, so that might have had to have been caffeinated coffee. In this study, however, in terms of endometrial cancer, prostate cancer, they think decaf or regular coffee can prevent that, but you have to drink at least 6 cups. Now, we know coffee drinkers have a lower risk of diabetes, gallstones, colon cancer, and Parkinson's disease. But 6 cups to decrease your risk of endometrial cancer and prostate cancer, pretty cool stuff. So, but the one thing, though, that's interesting is they didn't see anything with tea. Apparently, it didn't seem to work with tea. So, there's got to be more to it, more with the coffee. Okay, Medicare open enrollment started today, October 15th, and goes to December 7th. This is the annual ritual in which many of our seniors get to redefine what they want in terms of their Medicare Part D or Medicare Part C and decide which plan to go into, demand on copays and deductibles and coverage and their doctor, etc. For many of us, it's extremely confusing. We reviewed what Medicare Part A, B, C, D were. Medicare Part A is your hospital coverage. Medicare Part B is your medical doctor visit coverage. Part C is your Medicare Advantage programs. And then Part D are your prescriptions. And many people, they will not be automatically enrolled for Part D with their medicines. They have to actively opt in to get prescription coverage, pay extra, of course. So you're going to be a little overwhelmed, okay? There's supposed to be some improvement in terms of drug expenses and covering up the donut hole with Obamacare, even though many of us don't like Obamacare, including myself, and some of the other ramifications that's happening to Medicare. But the very small good points are you are supposed to have less out-of-pocket for your drug donut hole. But on the flip side, many of you are being changed to generic drugs instead of brand names to cover for this. Also, from what I understand, you're supposed to be getting a letter if your insurance program that you've picked is not highly rating. You're supposed to get a letter saying there's better. Go ahead and find it. So that's supposed to be a positive. They are expecting Part B premiums to go up 5 to 10% the next year. Medicare is expected to announce Part B costs for the year 2013 soon. Consumers with traditional free-for-service Medicare plans need to take a careful look at Medicare Advantage plans. They say there's going to be differences between depending on your copay, etc. So you know, I would recommend sitting down with your broker, whoever you're going to be purchasing this from, having them kind of break it down for you. All right, guys, debate coming up tomorrow. We'll keep you posted on anything new coming on. Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. All right, guys, God bless.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.